Well, damn. Well, damn, damn, damn. It is your boy Raps the Funk back. Can it be? Can it be that man Raps the Funk? Let me see. That's right profile. Left profile. Look up, down. Jordan's on. Yeah, that's that man Raps the Funk. Yo, man, what's been up with y'all, man? I know it's been like forever and a day. Again, like I tell y'all in my podcast, man, life goes on. I ain't no dude that's going, even though I really want to, I'm not going to get up here every day and spit that game to y'all because it happened in life, man. Life goes on, baby, and everybody knows this. But what brings me around town now? I mean, like, what brought me out into this metaverse of audio? What brought me out, man? What brought me out is what I already been talking about already for a while now. I'm talking about these hip-hop police and the craziness with it, man. You know, and how we are being forced to accept that. My main person of interest today is WAC 100. Okay, now I know y'all heard, if you haven't heard, go back and listen to some of my old podcasts when I talk about your boy 6ix9ine, all right? And I from the beginning, I thought that he was the police. Before popular belief, I was saying it on my podcast that he's police and he's whack and he doesn't represent the culture. Now, we got your man, WAC 100, on the bandwagon. If you notice, he hangs out with 6ix9ine a lot. He always mentioned he's with 6ix9ine. The guy, the BMF guy, Blue Da Vinci, not playing with your name, but he dropped your name and is known that you may have told on some things. You know, I'm not going to say that you did, but you may have told on some things. May have not. But, you know, the consensus is that you told, you know, so, and that's how most people are going to play, like you told something. You know how that go. But this man, WAC 100, is steadily surrounding himself with individuals that cause, like, rifts in the hip-hop industry. He is steadily on Clubhouse, which I think ain't nothing but a jail block. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of cats in a jail cell talking shit, trying to get their word in and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. I've been in them debates and shit. If anybody over the age of 35, they know how cats used to get around and just put cats on a hot seat and, you know, grill them, debate all day, be like, ah, oh, man, this, that, and the third, you know, boom, 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 boom. Seemed like Clubhouse has taken that to the entertainment realm, where niggas just sit around and talk shit. But your man WAC 100 always getting up here talking like he a fucking gorilla. This nigga be up here acting like he is a gorilla. I've seen that kind before. I don't know WAC 100, but I definitely seen his kind before. Yo, this is the type of dude that always get loud in a conversation, always try to position himself like he knows some secrets or some shit that you don't know, always hollering at, if you knew what I knew, see, y'all niggas don't know, and this, that, and the third. Nah, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. And through the way you acting, we don't want to know. We don't want to get to know, bruh. On some real stuff, man. I mean, I know you got the youth out there amped up behind all the fly, fake gangster stuff you talk, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't real, bruh. It ain't real. You know, I done seen this man. First off, I seen him come from out of nowhere. Like, nigga, where you come from? Then I seen him get knocked out, and he keep saying he ain't get knocked out. They got a whole video of this dude getting knocked out, man. And him getting up saying, yo, he knocked me out. Where he at? I mean, if you ain't getting knocked out, why are you going to say, yo, he knocked me out, where he at? And then be looking like real crazy, you know, and you can't even get past your mans in them. The fight, man, you ain't got no brolic in you, bro. You fronting. It's all fluff, man. I mean, that's what it looked like. I mean, you might talk tough and let me tell you here, partner, if you ain't this, that, and the third, partner, you ain't talking to me, this, that, and the third. That's wash, man. That's wash. You the feds. What you out here doing is you stirring up shit. You stirring up shit for no fucking reason, trying to get niggas agitated to do something. You the feds. Straight up and down. And if you ain't the feds, you acting like the feds. You acting like you auditioning to be the feds, man. You in everybody's business that you don't belong in. Act like you know all the backstories of everybody's shit. Nigga, how you know all the backstories of everybody's shit, man? If you ain't running fouls on niggas. Why are you doing that? And then you out here on jailhouse talking shit to everybody. And you running with 6ix9ine. You used to manage, what's the boy name? Blueface, who had beef with 6ix9ine. So you mean to tell me that the beef with 6ix9ine and Blueface was a put on? So you fake from the beginning. In my eyes, that's what you're presenting. You're presenting a bunch of fake stuff, and I don't even know you. So I don't want to fuck with you. Just by not even knowing you and seeing the shit you do, can't fuck with you, B. I mean, who can fuck with you? You on some real life shit. If we talking some real street nigga shit, who gonna fuck with you? Nobody. It's all entertainment. It's all entertainment, man. But the entertainment that you doing ain't funny and shit. This shit is not funny. You getting niggas all revved up, and then next thing you telling somebody, fucking, you want to see them, and you gonna come to they state. Like, nigga, what type of shit is that? What are you doing? What are you trying to get this man to come out of character on record so people can say, oh, he's this type of dude? You know what I'm saying? I mean, all this stuff can be held against you. So, and you know this because you always quoting law and shit. Like, nothing wrong with being a lawyer. It was something definitely wrong with being a fake gangster trying to incite motherfuckers to do shit to break the law because you know what laws to break and all that stupid shit. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Then you say you ain't banging, but you steadily holding it like you a car holding member. I don't know of the Bloods or the Crip, but you rock like you a car holding member. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen nobody around you. You keep hollering, you talk to Suge. Suge locked up. I mean, you keep talking like you talk to a bunch of rats. And you just bouncing around, you know, living a life. You say you don't even stay in the hood. You say you don't stay in the hood. You say you ain't a practicing gangster, but you out here running your mouth like you's a gangster. If you ain't a gangster, nigga, go play chess or checkers or bones or spades or tongue. Go play some games. You trying to fuck with niggas' lives. Like the man 21 Savage. Yeah, I was proud of that, man. He ain't break character, man. He don't break character, man. We don't do that. We don't do that, man. Whatever we do is what we do. We ain't about to sit up here and act tough on the phone. I can't even touch you. I'm going to sit up here and yell the loudest I can yell. That's so emotional, man. That's like mad emotional. And it sound like you trying to get a job so bad that you willing to get that emotional and try to drag something out of somebody so you can get promoted or hired. That's what it sound like. That's what it straight sound like, bro. You know what I'm saying? And for sure, I don't think you real. You might have had dealt with some situations. You know what I'm saying? And then you run around talking about whack 100. Yo, whack got a different meaning. And whack means whack, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're not Italian. You are not Italian. You keep quoting this Italian stuff, but you are not Italian. You're whack. Simple and plain. In the hip-hop terms of whack. You whack. 100 times. Because y'all here promoting that poison, man. Out here running around with all these federal informants and trying to, you know, cause all of this trouble amongst the righteous people. And you think people ain't noticing that. You think we don't know. We know it. We notice it and we know and we see. And that's my 2 cents. So I'm going to go in and wrap this on up. If you got any comments, let me know what you think about this dude, whack 100 times. Is he a snitch? Is he working for the feds? Or is he just out here stirring up trouble and need to go ahead and watch his back on the stuff that he's doing? Let me know. It's your boy Raps the Funk. Holla back. Peace.